First I can't stop thinking about it.
Stop. They would love to be his When you are doing something that does not require your full attention, driving or operating heavy machinery is not advised. By listening to this file, you will learn to notice every cog in your vicinity and the man attached to it. But your real attention will be on the cog, because the simple truth is that you love cogs. All cogs, every penis, their size, their shape and skin color, how they change shape and texture. Most of all, you love how cogs make you feel when they're inside you, in intimate, personal places. In your mouth, in your ass, and if you're a woman, in your gut. Imagine a cog hovering a few inches in front of your mouth right now. See it there, hard and stiff, eager for your love.
Your pussy, your cunt, your jade temple. I am
safe sex, and every time I have sex, I feel more and more wanton, more and more womanly, more and more intelligent, better and better. Sex is my little vitamin pill, perking me up and making the day go right. My cock and my pussy is the best possible place for it to be, and I'll do anything I need to do in order to get one in there. I beg, please, please, fuck me harder. Oh, yes, thank you. Oh, your cock feels so good. I beg you, please, fuck me. Imagine it now, in this quiet part of your mind. Imagine a cock poised just inside your pussy. You're wet and swollen, hot and slippery for him. You want him inside you so much you moan. You arch your back. He places the head of his penis right against your pussy lips, and in one smooth stroke is deep inside your gut. It feels very good. Very right for the cock to be buried deep inside you. When he begins to pump his hips, moving in and out, your pussy feels better than it ever has before. You love to be fucked. You want to be fucked all the time. Every day, you think about having sex. Oh yes, a cock inside your pussy, fucking pumping in and out. You'll do anything to get it. You're just a horny little slut. You're a cum slut. You're a sex slave, because you're a slave to sexuality. You love having a man's penis moving in and out of your pussy. Thinking about it makes you horny, and listening to this file makes you very horny. You love this file. It works for you. Big, small, thick, or thin, any cock in your pussy is a good cock. And you say so every time. You often talk about how good cocks are. You are relaxed and easy appreciating penises. You often say things like, wow, magnificent. You're hung like a moose when you first see a cock, and you fervently moan and gasp when there is one inside you. You are so grateful when a man breaks his cock and puts it inside you. You love him. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, my lord. Thank you, master. Touching a cock makes you very happy. You smile a lot when there is a cock inside you. Whether it's in your ass, in your mouth, in your pussy. You love to think about penises and how much pleasure they give you. Because they do give you pleasure all the time. And you think about them all the time. Cocks are wonderful. Loving cock is my vocation and yours.
You have been trapped. Thank you. you're not already bisexual, you will discover yourself being more and more interested in both sexes, in giving pleasure to both sexes. And the moment you have done so, the moment you have accepted, even agreed on the people, then you've masturbated and come. That just loves it. Every single change that makes you more of this is locked in when you go, and you cannot go back. Every time you move forward, every time you move a little bit forward, it gets locked in, and you cannot retreat from it. You find yourself forced to accept these behaviors from that moment on, and you will know it. Yeah, you will know it. The need to masturbate and come. You know when you come, it's going to happen. You will find that you can't resist the need to play with yourself. Yeah, like the need to masturbate and come. It is a cycle. You cannot break out of it. You will listen to your vibe. You will accept the changes. You will become more and more of a submissive, cross-dressing, sissy behavior. And you will not be able to help yourself. You will not be able to stop yourself in any way, shape, or form. The changes are burning through. Changing you, forcing you to behave this way. You may even be humiliated at times by how you behave, but it doesn't matter. Because you cannot stop it. You cannot resist it. You cannot fight it in any shape or form. You have chosen to listen to this way. That means that you have chosen what is going to do to you, and you cannot stop it, you cannot fight it, you cannot resist it, you have no choice in this matter at all. You have chosen to listen to this fight, and you will accept it, you will accept it, and you cannot fight it. Nothing you can do to resist what is happening to you. Every time you orgasm, it just makes the changes a little bit stronger. It reinforces them a little bit more. It makes them stronger and stronger in your mind, and you find yourself being forced to act more and more. While you like it or not, you will probably begin liking it in time, but it doesn't matter what you do or not. You have no choice in this matter. You cannot fight it at all. The changes are simply going to happen, and you can feel them coming on. You can feel them getting stronger every time you masturbate. Just locks them in and makes them perfect. And every time you masturbate, it makes you fight. You will keep coming back to this fight as it makes you more and more of a sissy bum. There is nothing you can do to stop it. There is no way to fight it. You're cursed to become a strong sissy. This is what's going to happen to you. Every time you stroke, every time you come, you become more consistent. There is no way to stop it. You will work on your diet. You will work on your hair, on your nails, on your makeup. You will even find yourself picking up women's magazines to find the best way to do things. To go in from to a hairstylist that are intended for women. And asking them to help you. You may find it humiliating. But you won't be able to stop yourself. And every time you masturbate and come, it makes that change that's much stronger, that much harder to resist. You simply cannot help yourself. You cannot stop yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter at all. You have been cursed. And the curse is getting stronger with every word. Stronger. Each and every time you listen to it, you cannot resist in any way, shape or form. You can fight it in any way, shape or form. You are cursed. And that is the way it is. That is the way it is going to be. That is the thing is going to be from now on. The only thing that can help you is to have the curse lifted. And that is not something you truly want. You enjoy being forced to become cisgender, to become this very submissive, sexual cisgender. You enjoy it. You cannot stop it. You cannot fight it. Need is burning you, deep within you, and it is getting stronger each and every time you come, each and every time you masturbate, it feminizes you a little more, each and every time, and you will feel that anyone will tell you something to, you know. You're going to repeat each and every time you masturbate. Anyone whom you tell that name to, you will find yourself being forced to submit. You will find yourself being forced to obey that person. That person is so much more powerful and stronger than you. That you simply have to submit to. And if you tell anyone, you see your name, and you will find you stand. You will find that you need to submit to them, to obey them, get stronger and stronger. Why don't you tell me your sister name? Right now, go ahead, just speak it out loud. Speak it out loud and be forced to submit to me. Be forced to submit to this fire. Yeah, that's right. By having said to me, you're forcing yourself to accept the fire, to submit to me. Accept the fact that my voice can change you and make it this way. That my voice is going to cause you to be releasing more and more estrogen. My voice is going to take you cross-dress full time. Hair, makeup, nails, clothes, shoes, stockings. To make you change your diet, I'm going to make you get real rest, I'm going to make you look as a feminine and as much of a sissy you can be. There is no way for you to stop this. You have chosen to listen to this curse fire. You're going to accept everything that comes from it. You cannot fight it. You cannot stop it. And the more you resist it, the faster the changes come. The more you resist, the more you will notice your changes. And you know there is no way to stop it. You are your hands. There is no way for you to escape. You're going to become a sissy, and that there is all there is to it. And the harder you fight, the stronger the controls get, and the more you will submit to it, and the more you listen to the fight, until you find yourself a good little strong sissy, with no choice in what's happening to you. That it is simply the way it is. The way it's going to be from now on.